From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Germany and France are in Moscow, where they are presenting a new peace proposal to the Russian president. The proposal is aimed at ending an escalation of fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande will meet or are meeting with President Vladimir Putin in the Russian capital. Their meeting comes a day after another meeting in Kiev with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Jens Stoltenberg is the head of NATO, and he spoke today at a security conference in Munich.
In Ukraine, the immediate task is to stop the fighting. Ukraine is a sovereign nation. Its people have the right to live in peace and in security like the rest of us.
Witnesses say the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram attacked a town in Niger today, the Islamist group's second cross-border attack this week. Residents of Basso, a town on Niger's southern border, reported hearing explosions and gunfire as Boko Haram invaded the town. U.S. investigators are trying to determine the cause of a cyber attack on the second largest health insurer in the United States. There are suspicions that China is the source of the hacking. The company, Athenum, disclosed this week that hackers had penetrated its database of some 80 million records of employees and current and former customers. Western media cited sources familiar with the investigation and reported that Chinese hackers may be responsible. This is VOA News. China is opposed to foreign countries receiving the Dalai Lama. That's what a government spokesman reiterated today, that coming a day after Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. Demonstrators marched through the streets of Jordan's capital Amman today, waving Jordanian flags and chanting slogans against the Islamic State group. The demonstrations followed the murder of a Jordanian military pilot who was burned to death by the Islamist militant group. Lesotho's Minister of Home Affairs and Public Service is quoted by the AFP News Service as saying four Lesotho soldiers have been arrested in South Africa in a plot to kill two of the Prime Minister's bodyguards. The bodyguards were wounded in a shootout in Lesotho's capital, Maseru, on Sunday and were recovering from their wounds at a South African hospital. The shooters were believed to be angry that the bodyguards foiled an attempted coup last August. Minister Juang Molapo says the four men arrested wanted to finish off the soldiers, who they didn't succeed in killing on Sunday. The AFP reports that North Kivu Province Governor Julian Paluku says suspected rebels from Uganda hacked at least 21 people to death this week in Mayongosa. The town is located in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The governor says the attackers were mainly Muslim rebels of the Allied Democratic Forces and the National Army for the Liberation of Uganda. The Associated Press reports that Somalia's prime minister has submitted to lawmakers a second proposal for a new cabinet. His first cabinet proposals drew stiff opposition. Prime Minister Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarke announced the new 25-member cabinet late Thursday. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to present his plan to deal with foreign policy concerns, ranging from the Islamic State to the rise of China. No major policy changes are expected to be unveiled in the 33-page National Security Strategy document to be presented today to lawmakers. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif are planning to meet in Munich today. They will be discussing negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. Those talks will be held on the sidelines of the ongoing security conference. Turkey's foreign minister pulled out of a security conference in Munich today, saying he did not want to attend a session with an Israeli delegation. Mutlut Çavuşoğlu told reporters in Berlin the decision had nothing to do with Turkey's relationship with Germany. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up, markets down in Europe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.